Dave Jarvis is here with today's sports.
Thank you, Frank. Just two local teams are playing in this weekend's first round of the high school football playoffs. The KBND Game of the Week features Liberty of Hillsboro at Bend. Now, most sports writers around the state say this is a pick'em game, one of the best games anywhere in the state. You can catch it right here, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. In tonight's other game, heavily favored Mountain View hosts Jefferson of Portland. Reaction to Joe Paterno's firing by Penn State has generated shockwaves around the country. Some support the longtime coach, while others think the university's trustees did what was necessary. But like it or hate it, the fact is the termination sends a message to fans and hopefully coaches that there's more to a football program these days than just winning games.
I think most coaches have to look at the whole operation of their organization as a head coach, and who's actually working alongside of them, and what that could do if one of a manager or something like that that actually makes a mistake or does some kind of an inappropriate type of a thing, what kind of an impact that can make on their job.
That's Brian McLean, a member of the Oregon Club of Central Oregon. His comments at yesterday's club luncheon seemed to mirror the thoughts of many club members. The buck stops at the head coach's desk. Joanne Sell, director of group sales for the university's athletic department, says at least at the University of Oregon, that position has been put into writing.
We got a memo from the athletic department saying this is how things need to be handled. And at a university level, state level, make sure you're reporting things. These things can't go unnoticed.
Critics of the firing say Paterno did what he was required to do, but was that enough? We know that Paterno himself has said he wishes he had done more than he did, but the bottom line is this: children were harmed on his watch. Now, we may never know everything that went into making the decision to fire Joe Pa, but one thing is certain: if a university can fire a legend and the winningest coach ever in Division I, the rest of the coaching fraternity needs to take a long, honest look at themselves and their priorities. Michael Bush had 242 total yards last night. Raiders clipped the Chargers 24-17, and the NBA has submitted a new offer to players. Commissioner David Stern says a 72-game season beginning December 15th could be possible if that offer is accepted. One last note, Tiger Woods on top of the leaderboard at the halfway point of the Australian Open. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
All right, big sports day coming up, big sports weekend coming
up. Indeed, we've got the high school playoffs tonight and then tomorrow. Game of the year, really, for the Ducks as they take on Stanford. And the winner of that really has the inside track to the Rose Bowl. They do have to go through the Pac-12 championship game, but the South just does not have a contender this year. So the winner of Saturday's game probably going to end up in the Rose Bowl if they don't make it into the national championship game. We're going to be down at the D&D starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow for the kickoff. And, boy, it is going to be so much fun.